Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in the studio. Laura Canning, the Cass County Naturalist, is in with us this morning with the conservation folks. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Always fun to talk about outdoors stuff when the weather's like this, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Well, the weather is what it is. We can't change it, but you might as well take advantage of it. There are a lot of great things to do, even when we look outside and don't see sunny and 75 degrees. There are plenty of things to do here in the upper Midwest and to see. And you guys have put together a pretty neat little opportunity. We're used to talking to you about different events and activities going on here within our county borders, but you're teaming up with a few other counties to take folks to another location to see something they can't see locally.
Right. We are teaming up with Carroll County and Sac County Conservation Boards, and we are going to offer a Minnesota Avian Adventure bus trip. So, and you're probably wondering what that is, but it is a birding trip to northern Minnesota, northeast Minnesota, up by the Duluth area. And there is a world-famous Zach Zim bog. And so we are going up to that bog, and we are going to hopefully get in on some lifers, what we call it in the birding world, for some bird species up there.
How did you come up with this idea? Did you get together with some others?
Yes. Carroll County kind of tested the waters last year and did it last year with another county conservation board. And then last year was a crane trip year for Cass County. So we wanted to offer a bus trip opposite of our Sandhill crane trip. Mm-hmm. So that's where we were looking to fill a gap.
You've had pretty good response from the Sandhill Crane excursion before, haven't you?
Right, right. And we've been doing that for a couple number of years now. And so adding this one in is just something different to offer versus on the opposite year.
Now, you mentioned the bog up in that area, in the Duluth area. Yeah. So what are you going to see? What's the target there? What are you going to go look at?
Yeah. Hopefully a great gray owl, northern hawk owl, and snowy owls and ruffed grouse, and some smaller birds. So they do have some feeders out there in the bog to attract in smaller songbirds. So like a boreal chickadee and the white-winged crossbills and like a three-toed woodpecker. So there are some opportunities, not just to see big and only owls, but to see also some smaller species as well.
These are things you don't see normally around here in the backyard.
Right, right. These are ones that you have to pretty much go further north for.
Are they native to that area, or do they just kind of migrate there?
Some of them migrate to northern Minnesota, but some of them are there all year round. So it's a mix.
Wow, it sounds like quite an opportunity.
Yeah, and we'll be also doing some birding right along Lake Superior. So there are usually some gulls up there that we can get on, and some sea ducks that do migrate to the lake as well.
Very good. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going to happen during the trip, but let's give them some of the particulars now. When is this trip?
This trip is going to take place. We're going to leave Friday morning, January 16th of 2015. And then we will return Monday evening, the 19th. So 4 full days, 3 nights up in northern Minnesota.
Working a power weekend there.
Yes.
Excellent.
Power birding weekend.
Well, yes, very much so. Now, I was looking at the cost on this.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I thought it was very reasonable.
Yeah, for two people, it's $645 to go. So in other words, $322.50 a person. The fee covers, of course, the bus, 3 nights in your hotel, and then our guides. We are going to have a professional bird guide in the bog on one of our days. And then snacks, refreshments on the bus, and one included lunch.
Okay, excellent. So the hotel rooms, all that stuff, all the hassle stuff taken care
of. Yes, yes.
That's a great
We've
opportunity.
We've been planning.
Well, and just, I mean, realistically, you're looking 3 nights. It's 4 days, 3 nights, and it's $322.50 a person, double occupancy.
Right.
You know, you're not much more than $100 a night. That's a pretty good deal.
Yes. So we're hoping to get some people on the bus from Cass County and take them with us with some of our expert naturalists.
And if you're on your own, there is a single cost
as
well. Yes,
there is a single cost of $480. So, and that is a cost that if you don't, that's your own hotel room is $480.
If you don't
want to be share a room, you can bring that down to the 322.
Okay, very good. A lot of opportunity there for folks to do that. Now, I know there is a cutoff date at the end of this year.
Yes, December 31st, 2014, and that's mainly for our, you know, buses and hotels. We gotta let them all know. And then there is also a deposit if you want to do a deposit of $200 by then, and then you can pay the rest off in January.
Is it wise for them not to wait until the 31st?
Yes. We are, because again, there's three counties in on this, and we do send it out regionally as well. So there's opportunity that we might fail fast. You never know. So definitely get with me. We are going to have three Cass County information nights. So if you want to see some of these birds, see it on a map, see exactly where we're going. That's what I like to show people, is say, all right, here's what we're actually going to go see and do. And so we're going to do it in three different towns in Cass County. So we're doing the Lewis Public Library, Anita Public Library, and Atlantic Public Library.
Very good. I see the dates here. December 1st will be at Lewis at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
December 8th in Anita at 6 p.m. And December 9th here at the Atlantic Library at 5 p.m. So
yep.
Opportunity just casually come out to find out more information. Can they sign up at that point?
Yes. Yep. You could sign up at that point, or, you know, see our registration form. We have a tentative itinerary as well. And, you know, maybe you just want to see wonderful pictures of owls and these things that are up there in northern Minnesota.
Well, we know you're going to spend the better part of a day getting there and the better part of a day coming back. But give us a little kind of the flavor of the itinerary, what it looks like while you're there.
Yeah. Of course, the first day is mainly the travel day to get all the way to Duluth. It takes just about 8 hours. And we will actually travel past Duluth. We'll be staying our first two nights right next to the bog up in Virginia. And we'll have dinner on our own. And we'll actually, as long as we get there late at afternoon, we will be able to go into the bog and get a little bit of owling in before we check in at the hotel. And then Saturday is kind of our full day at the bog with our professional birding guide. And, you know, again, we're birding, so it does start a little bit early in the morning, 6 a.m. We're going to try to load the bus, but we're really close to the bog, so it doesn't take us very long to get there either.
Sure.
And then Sunday is our day that we do bird in the bog a little bit, but then we travel to Duluth and we get in some of the places like Split Rock Lighthouse and a nature center that's up there with the Lake Superior Nature Center. And then hopefully our Duluth Aquarium, and then checking into our Duluth Hotel. And then Sunday, before we leave fully and sit on a bus forever, it seems like we're going to go to another Audubon Center outside of Duluth on our way home. And that's where we'll get a lunch also provided to us on
Excellent.
That day.
You know, I know there's some folks sitting there hearing this thinking, seriously, you're doing a bus trip to Minnesota in January?
Yeah, I know.
I know it. You know, I know what you're thinking. But if you've been to Minnesota in winter, I know it can be tough sometimes when the snow is actually happening to get to different places, but when you're there and you get a chance to see some of the things, you'll see some of the most beautiful winter scenery you've ever seen.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's right, you know, it's almost, I kind of bring it back to Mississippi River scenery. You've got the cliffs and Lake Superior there, and we've also got up there, we have lots of opportunities to just go birding right there by our hotel because of Lake Superior being so close.
Oh,
so.
You bet. And so you've got to remember, you're going to a place where they celebrate winter.
Yes.
So they're happy about it.
And we're packing our snowshoes, so if you really want to go snowshoeing on a trail, you can.
There you go. Very good. Now, will the bus be leaving from around here?
It will be leaving from Des Moines or Ames. And we are going to have carpooling opportunities and a place where you can leave your car in Cass County as well. So, again, the sooner we know about some more people, the easier it's going to be for us to carpool.
Now, can they find out more online?
Yes. We're going to link our news story also to where you can see our flyer and see when the information nights are and see the registration as well. So.
Very good. And you can check out also on our Daily Diary page, we have some information there and a link to that as well. So you can find that location pretty easily at KJAN.com also. Well, it sounds like you've got a pretty interesting trip put together. I think folks are going to have fun. I'm sure they've gotten great feedback in Carroll County before doing this.
Yes. You know, and a lot of people were already talking about gifting it to their husband or something, that they're going to surprise them with this trip to going. So you can certainly do that as well.
Well, it's different.
Yes.
You know, that's the neat thing is it's not something that you've done before. It's something right. that's a little bit different for folks around here to experience.
Yes. We're excited to go.
Yeah, sounds like it. And you're going, aren't you?
Oh, of course.
Not going to miss that.
No.
All right, very good. Well, sounds like a great time. And again, if folks want to learn more about the Minnesota Avian Adventure coming up January 16th through January 19th, you can do it online, you can do it by phone, or you can stop by one of the information nights again. And that's December 1st at the Lewis Library at 5, December 8th at the Anita Public Library at 6, December 9th at the Atlantic Public Library at 5 o'clock. And, of course, you can always call Laura at the office there, 769-2372, to find out more. Hope you get a chance to consider that. It might be a trip that you'll never forget.
Yes.
Very good. Laura, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.